This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. The LA Lakers beat the Minnesota Timberwolves last night 92-85. The Lakers now lead the Western Conference Finals 3-1, just one victory away from the NBA Finals. But for writer Scott Hewler, that's nothing to get excited about.
So it looks like the stinking Lakers might win another championship, which has 3 or 4 million Angelinos running around screaming, "We're number one!" And to those people, I ask a simple question. What do you mean, we? You've run into people like this. They root for the Lakers or the Pacers or the NHL Flames or the Lightning for that matter, and they have this disconcerting habit of referring to the team they love in the first person plural. I got to thinking about this when my own brother, during the NCAA basketball tournament, took to referring to the University of Kentucky Wildcats as I. I have an easy draw through the regional, or I should be fine as long as I don't face Duke. And it was all I could do to refrain from saying, "You couldn't hit a barn door with a beach ball, much less a three-pointer with the game on the line. What on earth are you talking about?" What he was talking about, of course, is the great fairy tale of sports, the myth of intimacy between team and fan, which is, frankly, something you really ought to grow out of believing. The disappointing but unavoidable fact is that no matter how much we revere them, identify with them, adore them, pro athletes are not really related in any way to us, their fans. They don't know us, they don't play for us, and they certainly don't identify with us. The teams, of course, don't want you to know this. They sell a lot more replica jerseys, after all, to people who on some level believe they're part of the squad. It's fine for kids to believe this. Little kids are supposed to believe in fairy tales. Little kids should identify with sports idols, and as they root for their local team, it's okay for them to fall into the us-versus-them thinking that encourages them to refer to the team as though they're part of it. I'm not sure why, but even though that belief stops making sense by the time fans reach their teens, we seem to have a terrible time growing out of it. I did grow out of it, though if anyone should not have, I'm that guy. I grew up rooting for the Cleveland Browns. And you should know that in Cleveland, we root for the Browns exactly the way born-again Christians root for Jesus. But I realized long before I went to college that as much as I wanted the Browns to win, they still had never once thrown me the ball. I hadn't taken a single snap as a lineman, made a tackle, returned a punt. Like it or not, they were the Browns, and I was some fan. I loved the Browns, but the Browns were them, not us. If I were a Brown, I'd have a much nicer house. And probably a posse. But I'm not a player. I'm just a fan. So is my brother, and so are all the fans of the remaining teams in the playoffs. So I'm begging you, root for your Lakers, or your Flames, or your Pacers, or for Jeff Gordon or Tiger Woods, for that matter. Just please, at least if you're talking to me, refer to them as what they are. People demonstrating a skill for money. Athletes are them. They're not you. That's how it will always be. Anyhow, it'll be that way for me until the Cleveland Browns win the Super Bowl.
Scott Hewler lives and writes in North Carolina.